Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
76501.
Thank you. May I have your name?
Sheila.
And the last name, please.
Friedrich.
Okay, thank you. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
No, not at this time. Give me a second, though, because I have a question.
Okay.
I don't know what account you're looking up, because I don't recall making an account unless it was off of the recently won item I just received. But I took a survey for a vacuum, and it said all I won it, and all I had to do was pay for shipping, and shipping was $5, put in my credit card information, and I got charged $59 and not $5.
And yes, ma'am. And there are some terms and conditions listed with that offer. If you could confirm your address, we can get your account pulled up.
606 North 6th Street, Temple, Texas, 76501.
Okay, thank you. And I do have your account where you completed the sweepstakes offer for the Dyson. At the bottom of the offer, before you can complete it, the processing for the shipping, it does let you know that you'll be enrolling into additional offers. So you were charged a monthly subscription for Bites Hub, and it's a meal plan app that you can download for your mobile device. With the Bites Hub app, it helps you to use real food to boost energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet. And it is a monthly charge of $59.89. So that's
okay,
why your account was billed.
All right, let me check that out. Give me just a moment.
You should have got some information via email confirming. Should have got an email from Bites Hub.
So when I claim my reward, it is not on the rewards page about the terms yet. So give me just a second. Oh, now it let me pick one. What the hell? How come I didn't get to pick one before? Pick a color. I agree to the terms. Where is it stated in the terms and conditions that I'm signing up for a subscription?
There's a separate page that you should be able to click on your terms and conditions on your checkout page, because it's not going to let you proceed without continuing to read those terms.
It didn't make me do that. All I did was put in my credit card information and it said, okay, we'll be sending you your card or your diaper.
And I'm not sure, maybe you inadvertently weren't looking over when you checked off on it, but again, you can't proceed without confirming your terms and conditions. If you do want to keep the app, though, we can reduce it down to $20 each month for you to stay with it.
I didn't want the app to begin with. I wanted the Dyson, that all I had to do was pay for the shipping.
Okay. Well, I can't go ahead and get the account canceled for you. This will prevent any future charges for you. And if you'd like, I can provide you with a confirmation number to write down.
Yes, and will that charge be refunded back to me?
It doesn't get refunded. I can issue back a $54.89 refund. There is a $5 non-refundable setup fee for the application.
There was no application involved. That's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't let me. It let me pay and proceed without the terms and acknowledgement popping up for me to agree to it.
And I apologize, Ms. Friedrich, but this is why we're at this point due to those terms and conditions. Again, we can't bill you without your consent, but I did go ahead and cancel you, and if you'd like, I can credit back the $54.89 for you.
I want the full $59.99. I just did it like 5 seconds ago.
Understandable,
so.
But again, there were your terms and conditions in agreement. But what I'll do is I'll place you on a brief hold, and I'll speak with our supervisor to see if they can waive that fee for you.
Yeah, please.
One moment. All right. I do appreciate you being patient. I was able to get the fee waived for you. I do have a confirmation number for you if you'd like to write it down.
Okay.
920-630-569.
Okay. And my
and your refund does take 3 to 5 business days to receive that back to your account.
It takes how long?
3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can help you with?
And your name was what again?
My name is Shaney, Shaney.
Wonderful. And do you have an employee ID or extension?
I do not.
And then, Ms. Shaney, what is the first initial of your last name?
C as in Charlie.
Thank you so much. And it's
you're
a
welcome.
Full refund for how much amount?
$59.89.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.